Hello, friends, and welcome to Grits in the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and it is a blessing to have you here with me today for this Palm Sunday service. You will hear in my sermon a little bit about the schedule for my church, because I am still a student, and we have classes this coming Holy Week. We will be doing a Good Friday service instead of a Maundy Thursday service. On this platform, there will be a daily devotion, either just the reading of the lectionary scripture or a short homily on Thursday and on Friday, with a Tenebrae service on the Friday podcast for Good Friday. And then scripture again on Holy Saturday. I hope you will join us this week as we work through this holiest of weeks on the liturgical calendar as we look forward to Easter. And so if you will join me now as we celebrate this Palm Sunday in a posture of worship. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Today's psalm is from the 118th psalm, the first two verses, then moving to verses 19 through 29. Hear now the word of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteousness shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us join together in the reciting of the Apostles' Creed. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Sovereign God, you have established your rule over the human heart, not by force, but by the servant example of Jesus Christ. Move us by your Spirit to join in the joyful procession of those who confessed Christ Jesus with their tongues and praise him with their lives. Hear us now as we pray those words that he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us listen now to Mark 11, verses 1 through 11, the liturgy of the Psalms. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Candler has caused an interesting issue this Holy Week. We are beholden to the greater Emory University schedule, so ironically, the theology school does not have Holy Week off. Classes will be held as usual on Maundy Thursday, despite the Maundy, which means our normal service of word and table will be a devotion online. It does mean that we get to have a Good Friday service this year. It'll be a beautiful and meaningful service, and I hope that it will be one that you will find helpful on your journey to Easter. Ultimately, what that means for us today is that at the end of the service at Bethlehem, we have to do what we would normally do on Maundy Thursday. We'll be removing all of the color and symbols and light from the sanctuary. It makes today a day of celebration and a period of spiritual mourning. Light and dark, celebration and reflection. It's actually a more realistic representation of what that original day of palms was for Jesus. He was being celebrated, but he knew this was the beginning of the end of his life. Only he saw the duality of the palms and the cloaks that they honored him with that day. My friend Christy is a walking, talking juxtaposition, quiet and reserved, one to stand at the back and cheer her people on. You will hardly ever catch her at the front of a crowd of people. She is soft-spoken and kind, and yet fierce enough to ride a motorcycle and have multiple tattoos. She is completely unassuming until you mess with her people, and then she becomes what her arm tattoo tells the world. She is a storm. Strong and mighty. Kind and reserved. Her duality is literally written all over her. Life is full of duality. ups and downs, light and dark, mistakes made and redemption achieved. Even in today's Liturgy of the Palms, we see the duality of Christ. We don't normally think of a king riding on a colt. A colt is just a young horse, not the mighty steed we always see royalty and armies riding on. Other gospel texts add in a donkey to the mix. A donkey and a colt. I can't help but think of the great character in Shrek named Donkey. He likes to think of himself as a mighty steed, but we know that Donkey is just there for the comic relief. Donkeys and gangly colts are anything but mighty, and they are nowhere close to steeds. Kings ride horses hands high. They are pulled in chariots behind rows of beautiful and mighty horses. The duality of the first Palm Sunday was in full view of those who were looking for it. Here was the King of all creation, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, riding a small horse and a donkey, humbling himself once again and showing us what a true king should be. The items that people used to line the road were also different. Cloaks and palms, one alive and green and a symbol of growth and new hope. One that protects and covers is a symbol of the covering of love and kindness that we receive from our faith in Christ. We don't wear a lot of cloaks anymore. It was a big square of fabric that was wrapped around one's shoulders. It was meant to keep the dirt from the road off their robes as they traveled. And here they were laying them down over the very dirt they were trying to protect themselves from. We see this duality in the psalm for today. Verse 22 says this, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." The one that was rejected became the one thing that holds everything together. The one that no one wanted was the one that everyone needed. We saw in last week's scripture, you have to let the harmful parts of your life die to live. The only way to be fruitful is to let the things around the seed of your life die, so that your life may become fruitful. It all seems counterintuitive. It all seems wrong. The irony of the day was only known to Jesus. This was a beautiful way to start a hard week. His last week on earth in human form. His last celebration on the road to Jerusalem, before he carried the cross on the road to the hill where he died. Christy sent me a video the other day. It was of her deadlifting more weight than I have ever tried to lift in my life, all put together. She's been on a health journey that I have been proud to watch. She is entering strongman competitions where she pulls UPS trucks. Yep, you heard that right. She is the strongest and healthiest person I know. And yet, Christy has been in a decades-long battle with a very rare form of genetic lung cancer, one that has taken the lives of many of her balcony saints, including her mother, at a very young age. The healthiest person with a deadly disease, light and dark. She thrives in life in a way that I'm not sure I could manage. I know of no one else that's willingly pulling a UPS truck that has cancer. She is there anytime I or any of her other friends needs her. She went for months without telling us she was sick because she didn't want us to worry. Her husband finally called us. She is a fighter and the most tender of friends. She is an inspiration. She is, without fanfare or want of attention, showing us what it was like to be like Jesus. Strength through adversity. Light and dark times existing together in one beautiful soul. Just like the celebration and impending Holy Week journey Jesus was going to take. She will reject this notion, but I see it in her just like I see it in all of our lives. Suffering has caused her to be the perfect friend. I am thankful for my UPS pulling, tattooed, motorcycle riding, quilter and crochet master of a friend. Duality in one human. Our scripture ends today with a verse that I have read past many times. Verse 11 says this, "Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. He had just been heralded with hosannas, and before he goes to the Last Supper, he makes one last stop at the temple. One last moment to look around at the place he was about to change forever. There would be no more need for sacrifices. There would be no more need for burnt offerings. Once he made his next journey through the streets of Jerusalem, everything would change for the whole world." One of my favorite writers is Kate Bowler. She has a series of blessings that I love. She has the perfect blessing for our time today on Palm Sunday. It's based on Psalm 89, verse 15. "Blessed are those who have learned to walk in the light of your presence." It says this, "O God, you are interrupting us with eternity once again. Open our hearts and minds and eyes and ears to hear what you have to teach us. On this Palm Sunday, time is marked as one small donkey plods toward Jerusalem, one with a face set like flint, feet almost grazing the ground, walks forward toward the Eastering of all sorrow, not in the power of horses and swift victory, but in small, steady steps toward the mystery that through suffering healing comes, that through shame dignity is restored, that through the cross that powers are disarmed and death done away with forever. Blessed are those walking forward into the great small work they do. In hospitals, homes, grocery stores, classrooms, churches, and cubicles. And blessed are we joining the crowds, waving palm branches, and shout ourselves hoarse, Hosanna, save us, save our world. Just like the rest of life, there is always light and dark. Celebration and sorrow, suffering and healing, shame and dignity, all things that can represent this time of Holy Week. We begin and end a celebration of life and love. But in between is a time of sitting with misery and sorrow. So that's what our service today has represented, the duality of the week we are about to begin. We started the service waving palms and saying Hosanna, and we will end our service by removing all of the things we hold dear from the sanctuary. Our last hymn will close out our celebration, and then we will begin to prepare our hearts for the rest of Holy Week. when we sit with the death and sorrow that makes Easter morning so much brighter. Amen. Hear now the benediction. In life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.